This is 730 Tea with Ree.
So I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally stranded in a flooding canal.
He's like, oh, I hope you don't mind. I invited my friends.
When he pulls up to pick me up, he's in a weird-looking van.
Ree is spilling all the tea. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 730 Tea with Ree. How are you guys all doing? I am back. Finally, this is not a replay episode. I am actually catching you guys up in my life, which I need to catch you guys up on literally a whole bunch. And this is the perfect episode to do it because it's a Spike Tea with Ree, which if you are new here and you have no idea what that is, it's basically an episode where I get drunk and I spill all the tea on myself by just telling you guys a bunch of embarrassing stories. And I got my wine ready, so I'm drinking that, and I'm going to tell you guys some embarrassing stories today. But before I do that, I'm just going to catch you guys up. So the reason why I've been doing a lot of replay episodes and stuff like that, and I missed a week, is because I've been so extremely busy. I had quit my job at the library because now I'm going to be working with my dad. So I've been transitioning. I started working with my dad while I was also like finishing up my last 2 weeks at the library. So the combination of both was like really, really hectic. I was literally doing so much work and I'm still doing so much work. The library was like a part-time thing and then I was doing another part-time thing. And so I'm really like, I've been used to part-time work for 9 months. So getting back into a full-time job is a lot. Like, it's a big transition because I'm trying to get back to, I guess, where I was, you know? So it's been a lot trying to, like, I guess, reassemble my old schedule and my old routines and, like, how I would organize and plan things. It's also just, like, very different working for my dad instead. Like, I've never worked for my dad. Like, I've done, like, some stuff for him if he's asked because I'm very handy with, like, technology and stuff like that. So sometimes he'll ask me for help in that kind of way. But, like, I've never, like, full-blown just worked for him, like, worked hours and stuff like that, like, weekly work. So I'm doing that. And it's cool because I get to work from home sometimes, or I have to go in there. But the thing is, my dad has like a couple of businesses, some he manages and some he like owns. So there's one that he's like opening up. It's a brand new business or whatever. So it requires like a lot of work. So I have been like at his office fucking like every single day these past 2 weeks. Like, when I say every day, like, I can't even exaggerate. Like, the only times that I missed was because I also went on vacation, which I just got back from vacation it was literally the beginning of this past week. What am I saying? Because I'm recording this on Sunday night, which right now is literally midnight, so I guess it's technically Monday. But I got back last Monday and I was immediately working the next day. Like, my dad was literally talking to me like the day that I got back, my dad was like, oh, like, here are the plans for tomorrow. And so I was working the whole week, like, right into, like, as soon as I got back, I started working, basically. And the thing is, I actually do love to work. Like, I love to work hard and it makes me feel good and it makes me feel really accomplished. But I haven't done full-time like this in a while, so I'm really, like, readjusting. But because, like, he hasn't fully opened up this new business yet, because it's, like, still launching and it's in the process and in the works, like, he's gonna have his grand opening soon. Like, once that's done and once I have everything set up for him, then we'll really be okay. But I had to do so much online work. Like, he had me do a lot of back office stuff, doing inventory, doing things like that. and making sure the quantity's right, making sure the cost of goods and the retail price are all in there and everything. So I had to do a lot of work. I had to scan a bunch of items and make sure the barcodes are right and make sure everything was good. So I had to do things like that. And then I also do all of the graphic design work, and I do all of the social media work. I do a lot of things there, and it's definitely not easy. But like, okay, it's like, for me, it can feel easy at times, but in actuality, like when it's all combined together, like it's a lot of work. Sometimes, like, it's like my dad's okay with me going in a little bit later. Like, I can go in there around 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. and that's fine. And it's like 30 minutes to get to his office, right? But even though I could go in a little bit later, it's like I'll really, like, sometimes I'll be leaving at like 7. like, I'll be leaving at like 6 or 7 and I'm just like really tired, honestly. I get exhausted. And sometimes I've even left at like 8 before, you know, like I could leave late sometimes. And when I'm there, sometimes I feel like I would want it to be a little bit more organized in some ways, but that's just me in general. Like, I always like to organize my workload, and I always like to communicate a lot. So I'm just kind of working through that as well, you know, with the transition, making sure that everything's organized and done pretty efficiently. But other than that, so far I do like working for him. I'm literally tired. I'm like absolutely exhausted and I need a break. He needs to give me a little bit of a break some days because I've been literally working every single day except for when I was on my vacation. And as soon as I got back, I was immediately working. So it's like, I need a break. Like, even when I got back, like, this whole weekend, I was still working. Like, even on what you would call, like, your days off, like, on the weekends, your usual days off or whatever, like, on the weekends, I was still working. Like, I would be going to hang out with my friends later in the day, but in the morning, I was still working. Like, I would be working from home, or I would stop by at the office and I would do some work and I would come home and then go hang out with my friends. So I've just been doing a lot, and then also trying to like make sure that I keep up with my own personal social media stuff. Like, I haven't been posting as much on TikTok, which is making me sad because I want to get back into it. I think just once he has his grand opening and everything with this business, like, then I can do more work from home stuff and it'll be a little more tame. But for right now, I'm like grinding hard, but he's paying like so good. Like, he's paying me so good, and I'm getting weekly pay from him, and it's my dad, so of course it's gonna be like good pay. And then also, I'm obviously on my parents' insurance, so like, this is great for me right now, and I'm glad that I can do some work from home and then some there. You know, it's a good mix for me because it's kind of what I needed for a little bit. And I really also needed a full-time job. Also, a lot of the people where he works have been really liking my graphic design work and my social media work. So, some people are actually interested in, the work that I'm doing and are looking to have me do some work for them. So that's also cool. But yeah, basically, overall, that is why the episodes have been like replays, or I haven't been catching you guys up as much. It's because I've been so extremely busy with this whole job transition, and I've been like stressed like crazy. And also, sometimes, you know, if I'm gonna be so open and honest with you guys, it's like I get so happy to record these episodes and stuff like that, but then there's some times where I feel like unmotivated, like straight up just unmotivated. And sometimes I just get in my head where I'm like, oh, like nobody cares that much. Like, oh, like maybe these episodes aren't that good. Like maybe I need to make it better and all this stuff. Like I get so in my head, and I could easily be my own worst enemy where I get unmotivated. So it's been things like that, and then me like really busting my ass. So there's been just a mix of things, but lately I've been feeling more inspired. Like now that I'm at a job where I'm doing more social media stuff, it's been making me feel a lot better about myself and that side of me. So it's been making me feel 10 times more inspired to really give more of my all into like this podcast, like with you guys, you know. So it's been making me feel more empowered, and I'm excited about that. So I want to explore more of that side of me and really give everything my all more than I have. So yeah, guys, that's my update on my life lately. And I've just got to say thank you guys so much for like putting up with that and like just being patient and all that kind of stuff. So it means the most to me. But anyways, you know, in case you are new here and you just started listening to this podcast and you need a little rundown of what this podcast is about. So this podcast is all about spilling tea and sharing your deepest, darkest secrets. So if you have any tea to spill, DM me on Instagram at 730tea with Ree. And you spell that 730TEAWITHRIE. Or you can DM me on my main Instagram account at Rihanna Flores, and you spell that RIEANNAFLORES. And if you wish to be anonymous, just please let me know. Your story should be up to 500 words or less. And if you want to send an audio voice message in instead of typing out your story, just please keep it up to 5 minutes max. Thank you. So now we're going to get into our first story of the day. This is my first little embarrassing tea story, okay? So this one's called, I Fell Flat on My Face in Front of My Man in the Early Stages of Dating. So let me take a nice little sip of my wine. Sorry if that sounded gross. I will always think it sounds gross every time I do these, like, this kind of segment. Like, every time I do the spiked tea with Ree ones, I'm always like, oh my god, you guys are just hearing me, like, gulp. And you guys are probably like, ugh. Unless you guys like ASMR. I always thought that type of ASMR was kind of cool. That's just me, though. Anyways. Okay, so, yeah, I fell flat on my face in front of my man. Like, I remember, like, I think it was, like, maybe a month or two into dating. Like, you know when it's, like, honeymoon stages and you're still trying to, like, look cute and, like seem cute and all this shit. Like, you got your hair done. Like, your hair is always A1 the first few months. And you're looking, like, a baddie. Like, you got a little bit of makeup on. Like, the no makeup look. You know, where it's like you got a little makeup, but you got to make it look like you're not wearing no makeup. And then you wear, like, cute little, like, fitted clothes. You get what I'm saying? Like, you look cute. That's the point. You look cute in your first few stages of dating. You're acting cute. You're making sure you're on your shit. Right. So, I remember I was having John over, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna have him try, like, a bunch of Trinidadian snacks, because my family's Trinidadian, and I grew up, like, having all of the foods and all that. Like, my mom and dad made sure that my sister and I tried all of the foods and all of the snacks, so we're used to it. So I wanted to have him try it, and we do it as, like, a cute TikTok video. And so I was anxious the whole day. Not because of that, but I was just, I don't know, I was anxious as fuck that day. I remember that because I was just, like, super stressed, and I don't remember why, but I just remember being stressed that day. And so I was just, like, panicking. I don't know how to explain it. I was just, like, running around the whole day. And you know when you're just frazzled and you're just, like, a little bit clumsy because of it? So, you know, I prepared this cute little plate and samples of, like, all these, like, Trinidadian snacks, and I'm excited for him to come over. And so I have it on this cute platter, and I set everything up in my room, and my dog, like, is, like, barking, and I'm trying to make sure my dog doesn't bark when he comes over and all this shit. And so, like, when he comes over, like, you know, he says he's here, I go downstairs, I open the door, and I let him in, and, like, my dog's barking like crazy. I'm trying to make sure I'm, like, being a good host. I'm like, oh, take your shoes off. And I go, and I'm like, oh, do you want a water? You know, like, I'm trying to make sure I'm, like, being, like, cute and also a good host and like also attempting to not be so frazzled. And so I'm like, oh, we can go upstairs to my room. I got like a cute sample of like Trinidadian snacks. Like, I want you to try it. Like, and we can do a cute like TikTok video. And he was down with it. And I was like, okay, cool. And so just as I'm getting ready, like, we're sitting on my bed and we're getting cozy. And mind you, like, my bed has this nice, cozy, knitted blanket, right? Like, it's this knitted, chunky fucking blanket. So it kind of has, like, holes in it, like, spaces because of how the way that it's knitted. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but, like, you know, the ones that are, they almost look crocheted, but they have enough space of, like, between the holes, right? So it's easy for your foot to get caught in some of them. And my mom, like, is calling me. Like, she's calling me hard. Like, she's yelling my name from the stairs. And it was for something stupid. She was just literally trying to let me know that there was food downstairs. Which it was like, you didn't have to yell so hard. So because she had yelled so hard and I was already so frazzled and it had startled me. And she was like trying to rush me down the stairs. She was literally like, come now. The food's here. Come now. I'm like, bro. So I'm like rushing to get down there because I don't want to hear her voice anymore. And so I'm like rushing so hard and I'm holding the tray of the food. And I fucking, like, I try to run off of the bed. And my foot gets caught in a big hole of the chunkiness of my blanket, like one of the like knitted holes. And my foot gets caught and it literally captures me. It captures me and I fall flat on my fucking face, like completely flat, drop all of the food. And I was so mad. I was so mad. I was so upset. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I just literally put this whole cute plate together. And then he's looking at me too, like I'm crazy. But this man loves me, obviously, because he's still with me. But like, I felt like completely fucking flat. And he just like, oh my God, are you okay? He's such a trooper because I would have laughed. He didn't laugh. He didn't laugh at all. He was genuinely concerned. Like, what is this imbecile doing? You know? I fell completely flat. He's like helping me up. He's like, are you okay? Oh my gosh. And I'm laughing because when I'm embarrassed, like I'll just start laughing because the thing is, in an embarrassed kind of thing, like I want to be the first to laugh at myself. I don't want anybody laughing at me first. Like I'm going to laugh first. So I just immediately started laughing, but I was dying on the inside. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I looked so cute before, and now I'm looking so crazy. My hair's all messy. I got food that I just spilled everywhere. Well, snacks, to be fair, not food, but still. And I was mad because I was like, oh, fuck. Like, some of these, I don't know if I even have more of. You know, and I still wanted to do my cute TikTok video. He was so sweet. He was like, you know what? Like, it's not even, like, dusty or anything. Like, we could still do the video. I know how badly you wanted to. And, like, it seemed like it was fun. And, like, I would like to try them. Like, I'll do it. Like, he was so sweet about it. Oh, my God. And so, like, we literally put this stuff back on the plate. And I have a carpeted floor, so I mean, whatever, right? So we put the little food samples back on, the little snacks, and, like, we did the video, and he was so sweet about it, but it just was so embarrassing that I just fell flat on my face in front of him. Like, I was so embarrassed, but, ugh, what a sweetheart. Anyways, yeah, that's a story. Now to get into my next story of the day. So this is about the time I fainted in front of my whole class. Okay, this I remember clear as day because this was probably like, I think the only time I've ever like fainted, like full blown. Like I felt lightheaded before. I've, you know, had to sit down. I have bad heat exhaustion, but this was the first time I've ever like actually fainted and I was like, concerned and confused. I was like, oh my god, I really went down, girl. So I remember it was senior year of high school, and I was going to Europe. I was going to the UK and France and Spain. I was going to those three places on this one trip. I went to a Catholic school, so that's why this is like a big ass trip that we went on or whatever. So yeah, I was going on a school trip there. And I remember the kid that I thought was cute was going on this fucking trip too. So he was gonna be there. He was gonna be seeing me and all of me. And so I wanted to make sure I looked cute on this trip. And all of my friends were going. I had my girl besties going at the time. And like, we wanted to look on our shit, have our fashion like is like A1 and everything, right? And literally the day of the trip, like to get to the airport and everything, I was feeling sick. Like I was feeling sick right before that trip. But I was like, I'm not fucking missing this flight. Like I'm going to Europe, you know? Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts. My ass is going to Europe today, you know? And I was so crazy for it, but like, I don't give a fuck. Like, we just spent all this money to go, like, on this trip. Like, I'm not wasting this money. And I friggin' had a whole fever, too. Like, literally the day of that trip, I was taking Motrin, like, on the way to the airport, and I was feeling sickish. And, like, I did get over it, like, in the next few days on the trip. Like, I was fine. I was, you know, it was turning into just, like, a little cold. Which I could handle a cold. I think anyone could. But point is, I was sick the day of. I had a fever and I was also cold. I had the chills. So I had a beanie on and a sweatshirt and I was in layers. Like my mom put me in layers or whatever because she figured like I should stay warm like while I have this fever. I don't know why she I don't know. I should have worn just like regular fucking clothes, but she like layered me up, right? And I'm taking this Motrin, and as we're like in the airport, you know, all of the parents are saying bye to their kids, and we're like, you know, all making sure we get our boarding pass. And we're all standing there, the whole class, and with my friends, my crush is nearby, and my friend, like, my crush was friends with me or whatever. And so, we're all there in our little friend group. And I start feeling lightheaded, and I'm, like, trying to tell my mom. And she's like, what? What? And just as she's saying what, I'm like, And then I literally remember just slowly taking off some layers while, like, sitting down and falling down. Like, I fully just, like, it's like I fell. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like I was slowly, like, going to sit down, but then I just blacked out. I think I just completely fell and didn't really realize it. And then I woke up, and when I woke up, like, everyone was around me, like, looking at me, like, the whole class. Like, everyone was just like, oh my god. Like, what's wrong? Like, what happened to her? Like, literally the whole entire fucking senior class was like, damn, girl is down. Like, she's just on the ground laying there in her beanie and her weird little outfit. Like, it was just so embarrassing. And then my crush was there, too, looking at me like, oh, my God, Rian, are you okay? Which was so nice. He asked if I was okay. But, like, it was so embarrassing. So embarrassing. And what's even worse is that they actually decided to because they were nervous that I was gonna like faint again or some shit, so they decided to like bring a wheelchair over. They literally brought me a wheelchair, and they didn't want me like walking throughout the airport. They wanted me to like make sure that I was well rested if I was still gonna get on this flight. Like, they asked me if I still wanted to get on the flight. I was like, yes, I'm going on this fucking flight. Like, I'm not missing my chance to go to the UK, France, and Spain. Sorry, boo. I'm not missing that shit. So they got a wheelchair for me, and they wheeled me around the entire airport. I didn't have to walk anywhere. They wheeled me all the way to the gate. But by the time we were getting to the gate, I just felt so embarrassed because I didn't want to be wheeled to the gate and have the whole class watch me, like, arrive there while they're all sitting comfortably. So I was like, I'm good from here. And I definitely wasn't, like, the best. But, like, I just did not want to deal with it. That was so embarrassing. I did not want everyone looking at me like, wow, look at the wheelchair girl. Like, I was not with that. I'm sorry. I did not want to deal with that. So, yeah, I was good after that. I got on that flight and I was feeling better like midway through the flight, and by the time I got there I had more of a cold that like that fever went down, which was great because that would have been so tough dealing with that the whole fucking trip, a fever, you know, is in Europe. But yeah, no, I started feeling better and it was all Gucci. I was good. But yeah, that's the story of the time I fainted in front of my whole entire class at the airport. So awful. All right, now to get into the third and final story of the day. So this one is so silly goose of me. So I did something very stupid recently, like very stupid. So you guys know how I talked in the beginning of the episode about how like as I've been like transitioning into this like new job, I went on a vacation, right? So I went on a vacation recently with my boyfriend. It was a little vacation. So me and John decided to go to Hollywood, Florida, which I've never been. And it was actually like so much fun. And I was nervous because I've never, like I said, I've never been. But my piano teacher kind of reassured me because she goes every year, apparently. So she was telling me like how fun it is, how cool it is, how pretty. And so I was like, okay, like, cool, I'm hyped. This place was so nice, and the resort was so nice too. Like, we had the best time, and everything was within walking distance. But the day before the trip, this is the stupid shit that I did. So, like, I see a few weeks and stuff before, like, I was trying to, like, lose some weight before this trip. Like, that's what most of us women do. Come on. Like, we want to, like, look good on our trips. And so I was trying to lose some weight. I was trying to get more fit and shit like that. And my sister suggested, like, oh, like, why don't you take, like, the Wegovy injection thing or whatever? Like, why don't you do, like, one of those weight loss injections? And I was like, you know, like, that's not a bad idea. And so, you know, I decided, yeah, I'll do one of those, right? And I was gonna do it a few weeks before. I was gonna do it, you know, like maybe a few weeks or 2 weeks or, like, you know, the week before even, whatever it was, or a few days before. No, I decided to take it literally the day before, and my sister was telling me, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, the effects vary. Like, for me, I have gotten headaches and blah, 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 you know, like, she mentioned nausea, but, like, I didn't think it was gonna be, like, crazy, right? And, like, different bodies will have different effects, right? But she was saying how it, for her, was really mostly headaches, so I was thinking I was just gonna get headaches, which I was like, well, I don't give a fuck about that. Like, there's Advil, that exists, you know? Like, whatever. Like, I could handle a headache, it'll just go away. So I was like, yeah, that's probably all I'll get. But she was like, oh, you know, if you take it the day before, like, the night before, like, you could just sleep it off, and you probably won't have, like, any effects on the trip. I was like, oh, okay, cool, like, I'll do that. So, literally the night before, I take this fucking injection, this Wegovy, and, you know, with this weight loss thing, it's supposed to suppress your appetite, right? And let me tell you, when I woke up the next morning, I was so nauseous, like, extremely fucking nauseous. Like, I felt like throwing up. Like, it was the worst type of combination along with my period. Like, I was on my period while dealing with this fucking drug, like, this fucking injection. Like, it was literally the absolute fucking worst. And so, you know, my man, he slept over. He was so patient with me, and I told him that I took this fucking injection. He was like, oh, why would you do that? Like, first of all, you don't need that, and also, second of all, like, why would you do it before the trip? Like, why would you do it the day before? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm a dummy. I don't know what to tell you, you know? And so, the whole morning of the trip, I was, like, so miserable. Like, I literally had to take a shit. Like, sorry to be graphic, but I did. I had to take a shit because I was so nauseous. Like, I either had to take a shit or throw up. Like, there was no in between, right? And so, you know, I did my little number twos more than once on the day of the flight. And I did it again, even, like, when we got to the airport and everything. And I also had bought Pepto-Bismol before. And so I was having some of that, like, on the way to the airport and stuff. And, you know, right before we actually boarded our flight, I took another shit. Like, I was feeling better. And on the flight, like, I had some ginger ale, whatever, yada, yada, yada. But I was so full. Like, I literally only had a bag of chips and I was extremely full. And when we landed in Florida, like, we were like, oh, okay, like, it's time to eat, you know? Like, we checked in, we changed, and I was also so nauseous still and so tired. And I also have bad heat exhaustion. So he was like, you know what? Like, we could rest, like, for however long right now. I don't want you to, like, rush. I want you to rest. I want to make sure you're okay. Like, he was being so sweet and so attentive, which, oh my god, I felt like I saw a whole different side to him where I was like, wow, like, you can really take care of me. Like you're, it's giving husband, because this is the first time I've really full-blown seen that side. Like, I've seen so many husband qualities in him, but this trip that we went on really made me see all sides of him, and I loved every single part of it. I was just like, wow, like, I feel so loved and appreciated and taken care of. Like, it was honestly, it's almost like me being on the Wegovy and also having my period. It's almost like I am kind of glad for that scenario, because then I wouldn't have seen how good he is with taking care of me. Like, that was just amazing to see that. It really was. It was so cute. Like, I could blush right now. But anyways, yeah, no, I was so fucking miserable on that Wegovy, and it curbed my appetite so bad. I literally, when we got settled in and relaxed, like, we were like, okay, let's go to the beach now, right? And so we're going to the beach, but we want to get food before. So we go, and by that point, I'm feeling a little bit better because I took another shit when I landed. So we go, we get, like, tacos or whatever, and I literally had one singular taco and I was extremely full, and I had, like, a drink because I was like, fuck this, like, fuck this illness, like, I'm just gonna have a drink, like, maybe that'll shake the feeling of this, you know? And so I had, like, a frozen daiquiri, and I was literally feeling better, actually, for, like, a good 30 minutes to an hour. And then we walk to the beach, because the beach was literally right there. Like, it was a 2-minute walk from our whole resort and a 2-minute walk from that place that we had the tacos. So, like, we walked straight into the beach and we were chilling, like, for a while. Like, we were, you know, having a good old time in the water, whatever. And then, like, an hour or two goes by, and, like, all of a sudden, the waves, the way they were carrying me, it was really shaking my body, and it made me nauseous again, and I was getting, I was ready to go. Like, the heat exhaustion was crazy, and so we're heading back, we decided to head back or whatever, and this man is so sweet and so patient. He was like, you know, like, how about I walk you back to the room and everything, and I make sure you're good, and you can take a nice shower and relax, even if you want to get ready for dinner later. And while you go and you get ready and you relax, like, I'll go run to the market that's down the road, and I'll get some Pepto-Bismol for you and some extra waters, anything that you need. I'll go get it right now. That was so sweet. Like, I literally, I could cry. Like, it was, I've never had someone just, like, be so kind and gentle like that and just want to take care of me like that. It was so sweet. And he did. He walked me all the way back to the room, and then he walked back down to, like, get the Pepto-Bismol for me and, like, the extra waters and all that. And it was just the sweetest thing. And he was so patient. And even when we went to dinner later that day, like, I was, like I said, like, that thing curbs your appetite, right? So I was extremely full already, like still from that one taco at 1 p.m. And at this point it was like 7 p.m. and I was still like super full. And so we're going to dinner and I'm dressed all cute or whatever. I'm feeling good. But being in that heat too, like combined with the Wegovy and my period, like I was really exhausted and I was just really tired. And so by the time we got to the dinner place, like, yo, I was so tired and I was trying so hard to not be so tired. I really wanted to be a trooper because I was like, I want to enjoy this trip and I want him to enjoy the trip. Not once did he make me feel as if I was ruining the trip or as if I was being too miserable. Like, he really just took care of me and was so gentle. And I was literally like, I felt awful, but he was like, oh my god, like, I just want to make sure that you eat, like, even if you have like a few bites. He was literally like, oh, you could order whatever you want, like literally whatever you want, however much you want, whatever you want to do, you could always take it to go, like, I just want to make sure you eat. And he was like, why don't you order the steak? And I was like, well, I might not finish it, and like, you know, it's an expensive steak. He was like, it's okay, like, I don't mind paying for it, like, you get whatever you want, I don't care if you take just a few bites or anything, like, it's fine. So I ordered like a $62 steak, because that's what he suggested. He was like, yeah, like, get a steak, like, you know. And so I did, and I literally had three bites and I was so full, and he was so okay with it. Like, he was just like more so concerned of like, I just hope you eat at least a little bit, you know. And I was like, this is so sweet, are you kidding me? Like, this man was so patient with me. And like, there was even one of the days, because I, trust me, I could talk about every single one of the days, but like, I don't want to bore you guys with the details, like, I don't want to bore you guys too hard, but there's this one thing that stuck out to me the most that was like so sweet. So one of the mornings, like, we decided to go kayaking or whatever, and like I said, I have bad heat exhaustion and I was still on my period and I still had this like shot in me, right? And so I was really feeling kind of nauseous that morning, but I still, like, I wanted to go. I wanted to be a trooper and I wanted to have fun. And, you know, I didn't want to be like boring on this trip. And like, I know, like, you know, it was okay for me to relax. And I did relax a lot, actually, you know, like, I didn't just push myself the whole time, but I just also wanted to make sure that I had a good time and that he had a good time, you know? And so this one morning we decided to go kayaking, and like, as we get there to the park, because we took like a little Uber ride there, it's like, you know, a 6 minute drive, $6 Uber ride, whatever, there's like a sign in the park that says that you should have water while you're going kayaking, and we did not have water. And so we were like, oh, like, maybe we could buy it somewhere in the park. There's no part in the park to buy fucking water. You have to walk a mile to get to this like market across some street to get water, right? And so he looks at me, and like, one thing I love about him is like, he could look at me and just know how I am feeling, like, even if I could hide it, like, he will know, right? So he just looks at me, he's like, you know, like, how about you sit here and I will go and I'll walk and I'll get the water, and you just could sit here and watch some of our stuff and I'll be back. And I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, like, of course, like, you're tired, do you want to take your Pepto-Bismol? And I'm like, yeah. And so like, I take my Pepto-Bismol and I'm sitting there on the bench, and literally he walks a mile to get like these waters, and I'm thinking he's coming back with like one or two waters or whatever, right? This man, he comes back with a whole cooler. Like, he bought one of those foam coolers. He filled it with a bunch of ice. And, like, not only did he just fill it with, like, water, like, and like, he got, like, three big bottles of water. But specifically, he got electrolyte water. Now, this was so sweet because I was literally talking to him about, like, it the day before, like, of how I heard that it's good to have like electrolyte water if you're on Wegovy, because Wegovy has like semaglutide in it. So electrolytes are good for you, and protein, right? So he got me specifically electrolyte water, and then he also packed that cooler with Gatorade, because that has electrolytes in it too. So he like specifically made sure that there were things in there that were gonna help me. And it's just that he thought of that all on his own. Like, he just did that all on his own and, like, thought to bring a cooler and thought to do all of these things. And even when we got in the kayaks, like, he rested the cooler right behind me so that I could, like have my back lay against it. Because when you're sitting in a kayak, all they have is that tiny little pad for your back. So it's like I got to lay against the cooler. And also, he knew I was so tired. Like, he literally told me, he's like, oh, you know, you don't even have to paddle, like, I'll do all the work, like, it's okay, like, you know, I want you to just relax and enjoy the views, like, you could take your little video, like, practically, like, he was so okay with me just chilling, like, actually, it was, like, insanity. I was just like, oh my god, this is great. But yeah, basically, my ass was so miserable on that friggin' Wegovy. And it curbed my appetite so bad, it made me so tired, so exhausted. And I was low-key embarrassed because I was feeling like, oh my god, what if I'm ruining this trip? But like, he had literally reassured me. He's like, you're not ruining anything. I'm having a really good time. Like, I'm having so much fun. And I love being with you. And it, like, it just made me feel so much better. Like, it was just so supportive. Like, he's so sweet. But yeah, that's the story of how my dumb ass took Wegovy the day before my trip. I will never do that ever again. But only thing is, at least I lost a bunch of weight. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it was a little bit worth it. Only okay, not worth it enough to take it before trip, but I did lose weight. Like, I lost like 6 pounds. Like, in a few days, which is kind of crazy. But I mean, it's also period weight loss too. But the combination, I mean, still, like, if we take away the period portion, I probably lost about like 2 to 3 pounds, which is still a lot to lose in a few days. So was it kind of worth it? A little bit. But I would not want that nausea ever again. That was awful. That part sucked. But yeah, anyways, that's the tea, y'all. That's all of the stories today. I'm sorry if some dragged on or if some were too detailed. I hope they were juicy enough. I definitely want to get more embarrassing stuff for you guys. And it's also been a bit since I've recorded an episode, so I'm sorry if I'm like rusty. I'm like in my head today. I'm like, what if I was rusty? But as I explained to you guys, like, it's been a long few weeks. Like, I've been busy. So I'm sorry, guys, that I've been slacking a little. I really don't like to slack. But I'm going to be trying to get back on my shit. So we gon' chill. We gon' chill with it for now. Anyways, we're going to be closing out today's episode with a sound healing. So sit back, lie down, relax, shut your eyes. Take a deep breath in from your nose and out from your mouth, and I'm gonna play. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining today's episode. It always means the absolute most to me when you guys join. And if you were new here and you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. It means the absolute most to me. I hope you come back. Anyways, go follow all of my socials if you haven't yet. And I hope you guys have the bestest week ever. I love you all so much. Goodbye.